your silence and expectation is commendable. I am so pleased to be here with you.
I'm certainly very pleased to welcome you, and we appreciate you coming to talk to us.
I have to admit to you that all at this particular moment in time does seem confusing, but hopefully it should clear, and I will be able to give you the information that I intended to give.
Thank you very much.
I was not prepared for this confusion of thought on entering this life.
Well, I understand that it is very confusing for the first few moments when one returns to the physical. I'm also told that it does hear itself as the voice continues to be used.
Yes, I am happy with the instruments, but it is like swimming through a sea of fog at this moment.
It must be very difficult for you.
I will try to recall, if you will bear with me.
Certainly. I was going to ask if there was anything in particular you would like each of us to concentrate on to assist you, to clear the confusion.
I ask only for your love, please.
We can certainly give you that.
It is strange to be touching such rough material.
Yes, I suppose it must be rough to you now.
Yes. It is not unpleasant, but strange. I was not prepared for it.
That's all.
So please bear with me.
Yes, of course.
And we will begin our conversation shortly.
Yes, if I happen to go along with whatever you wish.
I am also trying to adjust the voice because I know it is not how I would wish it to be.
It is quite clear, incidentally.
If you are happy with it, then you could continue.
Yes, we are quite happy. You are speaking very clearly.
Then, do you know why I have been sent to you?
No, we don't. The sentiment said that we would have somebody coming whom we would find to be very interesting. That's all he did say.
I am deeply touched that those words should have been used about me. But of course, the reason behind my returning is the teaching that you have received, that I am in fact a cut-off of the personality of the whole,
yes,
which is returning in a different time and a different body.
You say to me, has explained something of that to us.
It is not that we wish to impress, that we wish to give details. We do not need to give you evidence of life after your so-called death. That is not why we return, because you have gone farther than that.
Yes.
So, the reason behind this return visit is to show you that the personalities can cut itself off from the whole and make a return.
Okay.
I will try to bring forward some facts that you may bring to memory and help you to recognize who I am.
You probably are aware that we do record everything that is said.
I am not familiar with your recording machines, but I have been told of this.
That means that we can listen to it as many times as we wish afterwards. And this is why we so appreciate you and your colleagues taking the trouble to talk to us. Of course, it's of great interest to us and assists enormously in our learning.
Let me say to you all, it is good to be amongst an audience once again.
Good.
This happens many times in the lifetime which I have come to speak to you about. It was quite normal for me, and I accepted it too easily as being the normal. So once again, to be amongst a group of people does indeed seem strange. Because, of course, as I have gone on in this side of life, I know how unnecessary this was. But, of course, it was my life's plan at that particular time, and I do accept it now.
I understand.
Firstly, I would like to give you my name, although I do realize that you probably will not recognize it.
Yes.
I was known as Sophia Augusta Frederica.
Sophia Augustus?
Frederica.
Frederica?
Yes.
Really? Thank you. I do recognize it.
You do?
Yes, I've heard it.
But, of course, to others throughout the world, I would have been better known as Catherine. But I have to say, here and now, I always objected to changing my name. And always I was known as Sophia when I came to this side of life.
Yes.
I rather resented the intrusion on my birthday. But being a young woman, I had no say in these matters of state.
You were unfortunate in your time, it was so, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed was. But of course, I was a young slip of a girl, and
you
weren't there to speak
out. Yeah. I imagine you do very differently now where you are.
This is what I come to tell you. All of your life's travels does not mean so much when you come to the larger side of life. Everything comes into perspective. You see your life plan. You see the pitfalls and you see the good points of it all. And of course, you learn from your lives. You understand this, of course.
Yes, you do.
I have been instructed that you have been told much. So, any being of this kind, I believe, is light-hearted for you.
I found that very interesting, nevertheless. Particularly when somebody such as yourself comes to speak to us.
I had much to regret when I left this life, or at least the life I am speaking of, because in your yearly terms, many years have gone by. I speak only of this time in order that you can make recognition for yourselves and to understand that time is of the least importance when it comes to the continuity of your lives.
This we are beginning to understand. incidentally, if I might say, your voice is now very much clearer. I hope the confusion has lessened.
It is clear. We were hoping that the control would have been greater this time, but we must always work with what we have.
I understand. Okay.
It is strange how these things become misty. You would assume that all would be natural in memory, but it is not so. I am recalling just a few times of this lifetime which I can tell you about. They obviously made a great impact in my life. So I lived here. So may I tell you a little?
Please do. You're undoubtedly aware of the intense silence. Everybody's anxious to hear you.
My childhood was really uneventful. I believe I was a loved child. But my mother had great promises made for me. Her idea was to see me married well. So, this is how my name came to be changed. Much to my annoyance at the time. The decision in my life was made firstly in 1744. This is the time you go back to. Because this is my first strongest memory. When I was taken from my homeland, small duchy in Germany, influenced, I might say, by Frederick, who was a strong, powerful man at the time, I was transported by my mother to Russia. I have to tell you, I was terrified at the prospect. I was a petite young woman, aged only 15 or 5 years. Can you imagine what it must have felt like to be transported from one's homeland and the bosom of your family to be confronted by a woman so strong, so powerful, that not one word was uttered in her presence?
What is Irina?
The Empress.
Yes.
I have to tell you, she was not unkind to me, but also she did not show affection either. To one so young, it was indeed disturbing and distressing.
I can imagine. Why did they take you there?
Because I was to become betrothed to the Empress Nephew.
I see. Thank you. Must have been a ghastly experience for you.
I was instructed in the Russian language, which I have to say, at that time distressed me. I was instructed in the Orthodox. Religion. I was instructed in the court ways in so many things in such a short space of time. Also, my name was changed to Catherine, and I was betrothed to Peter. He was a young, gangly, marked young boy, only 1 year older than I. But I would happily have joined him with love if only he could have shown me some affection. But that was never to be. now distresses me, when I think back to the love I left behind within my own family at home.
Were you never able to visit your family?
My mother stayed with me and frequently brought back to my father.
I see.
And progressively.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so unhappy.
Sure you were.
I could never show it because, of course, I was constantly told how great an honor was being bestowed upon me. That one day I would become a great lady. I never hoped that. But fate and circumstances were due to bring me just that. I am speaking to you now about the human element of this woman. I am speaking to you about the feelings within her heart that were never spoken aloud at the time. Because of a young woman, so young in age, she was terrified to say one word out of place.
Yes.
The next memory that comes to me is of the marriage ceremony. I was taken to the young person's room where she took charge to dress me, to bejewel me, to instruct me. And so, Peter and I were transported to the great cathedral, to the Virgin of Gaza. I remember how appropriate that name was, and how terrified I was to become the wife of this 17-year-old boy.
You can quite understand it must have been a terrible experience for me.
To dance with so many old noble men.
Really?
I was horrified. Even now I can feel myself break from the
throat. Are you not able to hear these memories and give yourself peace of mind?
Of course, they have been gone from me. It was only the return to this physical world which brings with it not only the memories but the pain of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they have gone.
Yes.
When I leave here, they will be gone forever.
You will be gone forever. Good.
I only bring them to you to bring some authenticity to my memory.
Huh?
I am not in pain now, you understand.
And we're pleased to hear that.
But the memory
better age than yours even, and who told us afterwards that her visit enabled her to clear her mind completely of the traumas that she had suffered. And we were hoping that this might be the case with you as well.
No, I have none of those problems. I fully accepted when I came to this side of life. I knew what I had done, what I had done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what had to be done. There are many memories within a lifetime which have to be faced up to. And I will tell you now, because it took me many of your year time to fully accept what I had done. Although I did not actually bring my own hand, I was responsible. Of course, yours and course the others sorely distressed when you came. But I knew in my heart that is what this state would be. You see, by then I had become a worshipped lady throughout the land. The people wanted to make a woman, because Peter was a weak infantile man. And I have to say, his mind was not fully there. He was subject to many strong elsewhere. And he did not please the people because he was in favor of Frederick, who was a powerful, in Peter's mind, ally. The little Russian paper, they could say that he could not be a good, strong ruler. You see, the power came to me without even my soul wishing or desiring it to begin with. But once you have the adrenaline flowing through your veins, once you have the feel of the power, the adoration of your people,
I quite follow you up in this.
Yes, I had to face up. I had much to face up.
Sure you did.
But he was an old being, unloving young man. And I was warm-hearted, reaching on the world, who desire the love of a man. I do not desire, or do not deny it. Neither do I think about it. Because, you see, circumstances dictated only that I find love. And I must say to you that it is not a fully known or understood that Lisa fully accepted our child as his own. In fact, my little children belonged to this one. This I am your story for, because I love each and every one of them. But I have to say, if life could have been different, I would have chosen another path.
You wish for the power that was pressed on you.
When I looked back over that lifetime, I could see I had done much good for the people, but also I had wronged them, and not least my own son. And that was my parting memory. And one which caused me continuous grief for some time. Because although my good friends already have been agreed to my own son, I was neither a good mother nor a heroine. He despised me because you see, he always believed Peter to be his true father. So on my death, he instructed that Peter really dug up and let go of us whatsoever. And he instructed that if only we had been as a little older brother, we would have been shocked. Can you imagine what it was like to watch this from his side of life and to be unable to comfort me?
It must have been a terrible time for you.
It was, but it opened my eyes to what I had to accept.
And I believe I am right in saying that though you didn't wish to have the power which you did have, in the main you used it for the benefit of your people.
Because, as I have said, Peter would have sided with Frederick of Prussia, and he would have eventually
yes.
But he could not receive it. He was a simple man. The biggest strength, the biggest knowledge. And so, I had to take control. Not only for the people, but for the future. Thank you. of your time, that in those times you had no say in what your fate was to be.
No, but it would seem that it was necessary for you to take the part you did in that life because of Peter Shortman's.
I understand that now. It is the one thing I have accepted. I mean, that you are here all your time. And I do say to you, most of them were good.
Mm-hmm.
I give them the petite of your woman into a woman of strength, of knowledge, capable of making love. And this way, I truly love. First man, I had my first child all with. There was no one to match him. But he was sent away from the thematic property because of the woman.
I see. So that happiness was taken from you also.
I knew now it was this that made me strong.
Yes.
I then guided my son into trying to influence Peter, who fully ignored me. He had no love for me at all. And he also could see that he could not have loved. But he was simple with his mind at times. All was forgiven after time. And I have to say that since that right time, my heart has been heavy, not only for what has happened in Russia, but in my homeland of Germany. But I think I would be right in telling you that the nations of your world are becoming much more sensible, that they are beginning to recognize that love.
They are beginning to realize that it will be a slow process. But it is beginning, and for that we must be grateful.
I do believe I must depart now. I think there will be someone else to speak to you by another. I thank you for allowing this time. I thank you for the opportunity of memory. I thank you. And I say to you all, love one another.
attain happiness, and retain happiness now. Isn't that possible for him?
I am happy. I do this only because it is instructive for you. All my memories have disappeared from the life that I now lead. I am only the small fragments of that life which exists now.
Well, we do thank you. You come kind, we acknowledge, and thank you for having come here tonight and for what you have told us. We can only say that our full love is with you.
Not visa.
Very much.